What's up, y'all? We're here with another episode of Know Your Rights Camp podcast, and we're here in LA live on the ground for our first 2023 Know Your Rights Camp. My name is Alicia P, and here today I have two amazing black kings to my left, B. Mike the artist and Sean Torrey, the community educator. How y'all doing today, fellas?
I'm feeling well.
Blessed.
Good. Oh, I love that. Love that.
Blessed.
Tell us a little bit about each of you. Tell me a little bit about you, what you do, what you stand for, and Sean, you
what
do
I
the
stand
same as well.
For. Oh, that's powerful. I'm a visual artist. I guess that's the easiest way to summarize it. I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of creative things, paint large scale. I have a program in New Orleans called Studio B. We train and work with young artists and try to figure out how we can use art to create change. That's about the short of it.
Love that. Love that.
And for me, I'm a God-fearing husband, father, and community servant. That's the quickest way I can explain it. I have a nonprofit called King of Jewels where I mentor black and brown youth, and I do that across Las Vegas. So that's the short end of what I do, but I do a few other things as well. But I'm heavy in the community. That's why I just say I'm a community servant, call it a day.
I love that. So both of you, in some respect, do things for the communities from two different spectrums, which I think is why it's important that we have both of you today to have this conversation about arts in the school and art programs being cut in the school. I think we were very intentional with picking two people on both sides of that spectrum to kind of have a discussion and candid conversation about how you see the effects of the student from an artist perspective and an educator perspective, what these effects are having on these children in terms of these programs being cut. So just tell us, what do you see out there? How is it affecting the students? Do the students actually know what's happening? And how do you console them if, for any reason, a student does come to you with any, you know, insight?
Did you want to?
I mean, no, I think, go ahead.
So on the educational side, it's very basic. They get music, they get art. Of course, they get culinary, but it's a very surface basic level. But if you really want to invest in art, it's best to research art galleries and the art programs that are available. Me being from Vegas, there's a plethora of art galleries. We have a whole art district. So I will say that one of the many things that city of Las Vegas is blessed with is because they embrace the arts in the community aspect. When it comes to nationwide education, it's rough. Not much funding goes there, but Title I schools, which, you know, are ranked, Title I schools, which are the most, in a short way to explain, are schools that are heavily urban schools that need turnarounds. Turnaround schools, they ranked very low. They get money, but does it go towards the arts?
No. Yeah.
It's very basic, and that's the unfortunate part. Like, and they don't learn, and these kids, what they don't get to learn is how to invest in art. And art itself is it's a billion-dollar industry, if not only almost to the trillions. But the thing about especially black and brown communities, we don't know how to invest in art. And other ethnicities have done this for centuries. This is nothing new. So that's one of the things that I can tell you on the shorthand how it lacks is because our youth don't know. They know about art on the surface level, but they don't know how far they can go with art, opposed to being from New Orleans or New York or Detroit, where art is really respected. So
you can't test art. Like, it becomes difficult. And a lot of schooling is based around testing, and they're prioritized testing. And so if the school is not performing well, they're trying to improve their test scores, and art doesn't help with that. At least they don't see it that way. They don't see as art being something that if you do that well, the school is now better or you're better. And I think our approach has always been in that holistic way of understanding what art, what the creation of art does to the person who's creating it, what it does to those who are in an observation to it. You know, art is such a beautiful thing that helps you problem solve in a way that's different from other structures. You know, math teaches you that there's formulas to a solution to a problem. Art teaches you to go inside to figure out the solution. And there's millions of solutions. There's endless solutions to the problem because art forces you to use your imagination. And the issues and the problems we face in the world is the product of other people's imagination. So it's going to require this radical imagination to counter that.
Yeah.
And the other part of that, to end it off, is that my instructors could have never prepared me to live in a world where there was social media, cell phones, Ubers. Right. So so this is a world that they didn't even see. And so the structures that they had couldn't have prepared me fully for that. But art allows you to be in that space of imagination to let you see there's more beyond where what's in front of you. And I think that's why it's so important to fuse art into the programs that we have, because that's the spaces that allows us to see way beyond where we are.
Innovation, creation, all of that comes from that.
To add to that, the curriculums have to change, and they haven't, which is why it's still at a basic surface level. We're still teaching. We're 30 years behind when it comes to curriculums, and we haven't advanced. And we still rely on government to really make that decision on where we're going to go for education without listening to the educators. And not only that, how we value education. Mm-hmm. That's, I guess, us in America. If you go international, the way they value education is completely different. Mm-hmm. And they're ranking higher than the U.S., but still the U.S. has more value.
Yeah.
So has to have a question mark there, right?
Definitely
so.
Question mark.
So why do you guys think the arts programs are even getting cut?
I think it's about, like you were saying, it's about the allocation of resources. If you see, if you're, because we deal with this in New Orleans all the time, if you're a failing school and you have resources that's supposed to help you not fail anymore, you don't see art as a priority for those resources. So once again, you're skewing things to testing. You're trying to figure out how the instructors can help these test results get better. So the art in the hierarchy of needs when it comes to a student, they see art and creativity at the bottom.
Yeah.
And so it's really expendable. It's a privilege. It's a luxury. When I was going to school, it was almost like a reward to be able to have an art class. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the core, or it was something that only if you wanted it or only if you felt inclined to it. And I'm of the belief that even if you don't consider yourself a creative person, being in the creative space does so much for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that pyramid of needs when it comes to school doesn't prioritize that the same.
Yeah.
Art should be a core, because if you're a musician, if you're art, some of those things connect to math, connect to 100%. Reading.
Definitely.
But like that's part of the business, right? The business side of education doesn't see the value in art.
Mm-hmm.
And I could just tell you, becoming standardized testing, that's a business,
right? Yes.
It's just like student loan debt is a business.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't want, it's almost like the prison industry as well. It's
right.
a business. Goodness. That's also a billion-dollar industry.
Mm-hmm.
So these are things that if I can gain capital from, who cares about what they think about art? That's really the mindset.
They're agreed. And art is such a community. I had beautiful mentors in my life that imposed upon me the ideas of why I am an artist today. It didn't come directly from the education systems I was a part of. And those mentors told me that art had way more to do with the communal function of how we connected with each other. You know, it was never about just the idea of boosting yourself and making yourself look good. It was about how are you adding to the value of your community. In New Orleans, a space where there's so much art, we understand that because the chef is cooking with the dinner table in mind, with the audience in mind. The musician in the street playing brass instrument, they're playing with the audience in mind. So seeing these direct examples, how art was about connecting with community, is a whole different aspect of why it's important to educate folks on that, because it shows you how you connect with others. It shows you how what you create impacts someone else. And I think those are the things, those are the lessons that are potentially missed when you're not focusing on art. You know?
I know for me personally how much art plays so much into my career today.
Mm-hmm. Right.
At the time, photography, videography were all hobbies that I just happen to be good at.
Mm-hmm.
My whole career is based off of that. So you saying innovation and creation comes out of that is special to me, because that's exactly, we could not have ever thought being a photographer or videographer or content creator would have been admirable jobs.
Yeah,
today.
On-demand jobs. Oh,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
on-demand, they need it.
Exactly. Companies are hiring people to be in-house content creators. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like you said, a lot of that comes from having arts programs in your school. And we see how that would adversely, you know, affect our children. Have you seen that thus far? What are those effects of it? Like, what do you actually see?
As far like just
how it's been, how cutting the program has affected students and what they actually want to grow to become.
Mm. Yeah, it limits them.
Yeah,
it limits them. And and unfortunately, depending on who the student is or the kid, mm-hmm. if you're not exposed to the community resources available, you're not going to know what's out there, what's accessible to
you. Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And that's one of the unfortunate things when it comes to cutting these art programs, or depending on which area you're in, you can literally be down the street from a high school that offers what you need, but you're not going to get that because you're at a Title I school.
Yeah.
And that's the unfortunate part about it, even though Title I schools get more money. That's the sad part about it.
Yeah.
And I see a lot of youth not driven, and there's a lot of harm done, and they just care less about school. So there's no transformative approach. There's no restorative mm-hmm. approach. There's nothing for them to heal from, because it's like, well, you know what? It's just, I have to do this.
Yeah.
I see a lot of kids now, 18, 19, 21, 22, all the way to 24, who don't know what to do, and they just work at the hotels.
Yeah.
Or wherever they decide to work. It's just something to do.
And they usually are the most creative.
And they're most creative.
That's insane to think,
but
right?
Because they've been bottled down to... this is what you're limited to, and I'm not going to expose you. This is what that's all you're going to mm-hmm, get. Mm-hmm. And that's all they think too. And that's the unfortunate part.
If you had any next steps or mm-hmm. solutions that you can speak out to, even just parents, mm-hmm. right? Because we know we can't really have too much faith in the school system, but even to just parents, what solutions would you, you know, bring up for them to help bring these students into a creative space or creative understanding mm-hmm. of who they are?
I think what worked well for me when I was young is having a support system that encouraged creativity, that encouraged art.
It wasn't
discouraged. And I think oftentimes out of love, families, parents, they discourage. They're like, you won't get a job doing that.
Exactly.
So why don't you focus on this? Because mm-hmm. I think having that as something that's encouraged is something that allows that to grow, that seed to grow in a mm-hmm. way. Mm-hmm. That would be my suggestion for sure.
My suggestion to parents, would be, you know, this, and it starts at home for one. And but the biggest thing I would say is like, hey, I understand being busy, working multiple jobs. My mom was one of them. And luckily, I had a god sister who convinced my mom to let me join this youth group. And this youth group was under the fraternity that I ended up pledging later.
Mm-hmm.
But they exposed me to the world. And by stepping, they exposed me to the arts through stepping. And how I felt going on stage changed my whole life and my approach to everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were that, because of that youth group, I was able to get a passport. I didn't know what a passport was. I was from the west side of Las Vegas.
Yeah.
That's all I knew was my corner block. But then my first trip out the country was 17 at Grand Turks and Caicos.
Changed your life.
Changed my life forever. Mm-hmm. And I never forget that. But it's having faith in those youth groups, those community organizations, all those programs, that's going to take you further and allow you to expand your mind outside of just what you see. Oh, just go ahead and be a firefighter. Like, no knock to anyone, but allow your kid to create their own lane.
Yeah.
Instead of just making them what you think they should be.
Right. Ooh,
because you don't see, because you didn't see it for yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's very limiting, and that's what happens.
That's so, the key.
That's the key.
Whole nother Definitely. Conversation. Oh, whole nother conversation.
Don't get me preaching up.
We need the organ in there, girl.
Before we leave, and I want to ask this last question because I think it's super important for each of you. How do you envision yourself to create art or create a space for these people to be able, these children to be able to look within and help additionally people of their peers, peers? How would we get these kids to help their peers and their communities through the art that you want to bring?
I mean, we see that all the time. So I started a nonprofit called Eternal Seeds, and the goal is to invest in the soil so that these seeds can grow, because we recognize that a large part of the intervention aspect comes from this idea that we got to come down from the high mountain and pour out blessings. But I think oftentimes it's just about giving space for these things to grow, giving space for this genius to grow. And so what we try to do is create these opportunities. Like, I have some of my young people here with me today, and just allowing them to be the positive peer pressure for their peers to see, like, here's a person that I know that's creating art on a high level, that's doing important stuff. Mm-hmm. And it has this sort of like, it's contagious. Mm-hmm. And so that's the type of space we constantly curate in New Orleans at Studio B, and which we're conscious about doing everywhere we go.
Love that.
And I will say, because through King of Jewels and through me doing the work with restorative justice, transformative justice, and circles in general, I focus on the healing, because there's a lot of harm that's been done, but then I transition them to the organizations that I'm tapped with, right?
Yeah.
So, for example, the one that comes to mind is 33 33.G, which is out in Las Vegas, is an art gallery. They have a program that's called Freedom Through Expression.
Oh, that's good.
It's powerful. He works with young kids from they're in elementary all the way to high school. And and it's a program that he does on the weekends with kids for like 4 or 5 hours. And they get to express themselves through art. There's another organization called Artism. And so a lot of kids who are autistic, mm-hmm. they get to express themselves through art as well.
Yeah.
Given that exposure, given those resources, is part of what I do. But I start through the healing first, because there's a lot of harm that's been done to these kids, that's been done to these families.
That's the conversation. And
if I can be the bridge between the educational system and what mm-hmm. you're supposed to get mm-hmm. to do that community building, that's what I'm going to continue to do so they get to the art.
That's the story right there.
Yeah.
The healing. Well, thank you both for the work, the healing, the art that you're bringing into the communities, into the people, into the children's lives. It is not going unseen. We see you. We appreciate you. And thank you for tuning in to another episode of Know Your Rights Camp podcast. Make sure to follow us on all of our socials at Your Rights Camp. And if you want to learn more information about everything we are doing for the children, make sure to visit knowyourrightscamp.org. Till the next time.